Peach. I could eat a peach for hours. I'd stay away from downtown LA for a little while. It's gonna be a little smoggy. And that's how we'll kick off DMR this week. Thank you for tuning back in, as always, much obliged. So today I will be reviewing Nicolas Cage's latest film, which is Butcher's Crossing. So I've been approached by First Names Films on behalf of Saban Films. Thank you very much, guys, to review this movie, an exclusive viewing of this movie. I don't think it's out in Australia yet. It came out in the USA at the end of last month, about a frontiersman that goes on a massive buffalo hunt when all these buffaloes were basically being killed and hunted throughout the 1870s back in the Wild West. So let's go through the trailer, but before we do, let's pick out and talk about a suit that Mr. Cage would definitely give the tick of approval on from MJ Bale. Alright, so here we have the Ricchetti jacket and trousers. So it's woven in Italy into a super 120s prunal weave with light flannel finish. Cut to their slim fit, it features a half canvas construction and is fully lined. Look at this thing. This looks very similar to the jacket that Nick Cage wore in Bad Lieutenant. A must for your MJ Bale collection.
Dear father, I decided to leave Harvard and travel west. I hope to find a stronger purpose and more meaning in my life.
What can I do for you?
I would like to go on a hunt.
So, Butcher's Crossing, set in the Old West, I think in the 1870s, if memory serves. So it's post-Civil War, so we've got a gentleman named William, I think it is, and he is a young lad that's studying at Harvard. This is the gentleman played by Fred Hitchinger. And he decides to ditch all of his studies and go into the Western frontier and find a frontiersman because he is interested in going on a good old hunt. So he goes into this town and you can really feel that this town is lived in. When he starts walking around, he starts to see all the buffalo skulls and the pelts and all that, and all these different type of people living in the West. He is definitely a fish out of water in this particular film, but despite all that, he is quite upbeat and positive. He goes into a bar and basically meets Nicolas Cage's character, which is a frontiersman. He is very well versed in hunting buffalo. And at that particular time, buffalo in that region are becoming more scarce. But as he sits down with Cage, he basically is told that you can come on this hunt. You're very green. But Nicolas Cage's character is really dead set on finding this elusive herd of buffalo. Hundreds of thousands of buffalo, I think it is, in a very unique part of the frontier, which is very difficult to get to. So he pays his money up front and basically they start to set out on a big adventure out in the Old West. So Gabe Polsky is the director for this particular film, and right away I feel that he has done a very good job with the setting of this film. So I think Westerns are making a very good comeback. I watched Killers of the Flower Moon recently. Whilst that's not set directly in the Wild West, it's set in the 1920s in Oklahoma. It's about 10 years after the Wild West. It's still very Western-like when you do watch it, but Butcher's Crossing is definitely set in the Old West, and the director for this particular film has done a great job. So right from the get-go, when we see the guys leaving the hunting village, you can kind of tell what type of guy Nicolas Cage's character is. He's got a shaved head, he's got a very cool looking beard, he smokes a pipe, loves whiskey, and he's wearing a pelt. I think he might be wearing a pelted jacket at the time. You can tell right away what type of guy this is. This film kind of reminded me of two tales or two stories, so to speak. One is the story of Moby Dick, where you got Captain Ahab, who is hell-bent on getting his white whale. You've also got the film, which is The Perfect Storm, starring Mark Wahlberg and George Clooney as well, about a true story of fishermen that go out to a place called the Flemish Caps. They're after the big catch where all the fish are. They're going to make it big, and they put everything on the line, including their lives. So Butcher's Crossing does remind me of those two tales, whilst it stands on its own two feet with a very unique story, with a story that I didn't know too much about. It is very cool to watch up on the screen, a very little known story back in that particular time. So I loved how from their initial meeting with the young guy, he wants to go on a big hunt, they're taken out into the wilderness in this particular area. All of the shooting scenes as well with Nicolas Cage pretty much being a crack shot. He wants to basically take out the whole herd realistically when he's out there, despite him wanting to be out there for 2 weeks or what he tells the rest of his crew. There's scenes where he's almost descending into madness with the amount of shooting of the buffalo that he does do, and the crew that have to basically skin all of the pelts to get them back to this hunting town. So they've got to come across all the elements. They go out in the fall, then turns to winter. They've got to fend off wolves as well. Obviously, the relationships between Nicolas Cage and his crew starts to deteriorate because of the pressure that they're under out in Mother Nature. It is a hell of a good watch in terms of them fighting against the elements and, of course, trying to get all these pelts back home and cash it in for the big win. So, basically, how the film all rolls up is very, very good. Very unexpected as well for a Western. I didn't understand how it was all going to end up or the big climax for the film, but it's something that you don't expect. I didn't expect how it ended. I actually love the ending of this particular film. Everyone plays a very good character in this particular movie. All the roles they were given, everybody nails it. I didn't find the acting to be B grade or C grade. Everyone does a very, very good job in this film. And more importantly, it goes to show you about what people do for money in this particular film. Greed plays a huge part in this movie, especially Nicolas Cage's character. And then when all the elements are crushing the guys around them, they're all like, guys, can we just pack it up and go home? This ain't worth our lives. But Cage, there's a scene where he's sitting there with a razor blade in the snow going like this and shaving his head. Very, very cool scene. And you can just tell that this guy is going for the big time, going for the big low. He's going to come back a hero. And that's why I love the ending, because it's something that you do not expect to happen. And it was a really good climax to the end of the film. So let's go over the pros and cons, shall we? So the pros for Butcher's Crossing. The pros: the director has done a fantastic job with making this film set come to life. Everything feels authentic. All the bone and sinew that you see with these people are basically carving up the buffalo pelts. Very in your face. You can almost smell the atmosphere when you're watching this particular film. Everyone does a great aspect of the characters that they are assigned to, all the roles they are given, especially Nicolas Cage. I really did love seeing Nicolas Cage with a shaved head and, of course, that beard as well. And it makes me think that Travolta is rocking the same style. Are we going to get a face off too? Hopefully we will in the near future. So the runtime on it was very fair. I really did love the whole dialogue between the characters throughout the film. The end of the movie was really, really good. I didn't expect it. And again, it's a movie about a topic that I knew little about. An amazing film, especially some of the photography at the end of the film, at the start of the film, about actual hunters on the frontier back then, sitting on mountains or piles of buffalo pelts. Pretty goddamn well good to look at, especially those old photos. Not the hunting, that is, just how these people live. So the cons for it, I'm nitpicking at this point, probably a little bit more character development. Again, nitpicking, but if it ran for another 10 minutes just to explore those characters, the backstory a little bit more may have been a little bit better. But all in all, I will give this my number one rating, which is go and see it at the cinema if you can. If not, buy it on Blu-ray or 4K, because it is a very good watch. So thank you again to First Names Films, and of course they're acting on behalf of Saban Films. They've done a really good job with this movie. So thank you for tuning in to DMR as per usual. Laters on the menge.
What are we still doing out here?
I'm out here to hunt buffalo. Haul back their hides.
and sell them. When we're done, we'll sure have something to show for them.
You better start running.